Wednesday morning, and our tree talk feature. Joining me in the studio once again is our tree expert, Mark Hinsley. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Cameron.
Now, last time you were here, we were covering a wide variety of subjects relating to trees and maybe trees in people's back gardens. Something we did just touch on, but is a big area and a big subject we want to catch up with today, is tree preservation orders and certainly planning with them. Now, this area that we live in, Dorset, Blackmore Vale and beyond, very green areas. The towns have a good level of tree cover. And with that in mind, I'm sure there are tree preservation orders out there. Tell us a little bit about the order itself and what they're used for.
Well, tree preservation orders are a land charge made under the Town and Country Planning Act, and their real purpose is to protect trees from the individual for the greater common good. To own a tree is a liability and can be onerous and just great work for you. And it's human nature to want, not necessarily to want to have that problem.
Mm. What sort of work can be carried out on a tree that's covered by a TPO, though?
Well, you've got works that are exempt from the order, which is really anything to do with something that is immediately dangerous or something that is causing damage to your neighbour. We spoke about that before under abating a nuisance. And then there are other works that would require an application to the council but may still be acceptable.
And something that we didn't actually touch on, which is out there, are blanket TPOs. Now, are there many that affect this area?
Yes, there are a lot. And historically, most tree preservation orders were made as blankets, as what we call area orders. And, I mean, the local authority essentially put a dotted line on a map around quite a large area of any particular town and stated that all trees of whatever species within that area were protected.
So how does that affect the owner of a tree?
Well, it's a tree preservation order as any other kind in that sense, and it has the full power of a tree preservation order. One limitation on them, though, is they do only protect trees that were stood there at the time the order was made, and some of these area orders are really quite old. Mm. I've come across them in this area back to the mid-1950s or early 1960s. So, you know, you're looking at trees in those situations to be over 40 years old or more, really, to be protected.
But am I right in thinking that if, say, the tree preservation, the blanket order is there that was set in 1960, that any trees that have been planted after that date are not actually covered
That? No, they're not.
Now, that isn't common knowledge, is it?
No, it's not something anyone's going to tell you.
So, in terms of a tree pre, say, 1960, if that blanket order is in there, then technically you could fell it, you could chop it.
Post-1960?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you could. You've got to be, just one little thing you've got to be a little bit careful of is if it was a statutory replant for a tree that was removed without consent.
Right.
But that's the only one you'd have to watch out for, and that would be, you know, in the records.
OK, Mark, we'll talk a little bit more about TPOs, tree preservation orders, after this.